You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government, as of last week, has asked for all non-essential businesses to shut their doors during the coronavirus pandemic to help slow down the virus's spread. This includes pubs, clubs, bars, and restaurants. In response to this, the South Australian government has made temporary changes to its alcohol licensing in efforts to offer more flexible services to help keep businesses open. And for the first time in the state's history, alcohol can now be offered as a home delivery service from businesses that already hold a liquor license. State Liquor and Gambling Commissioner Denis Sulio says the changes are the right thing to do.
I'm taking the attitude that we have to be really flexible and adaptable and look for ways to do things differently, as is everybody and the whole world for that matter. So certainly I'm open to any suggestions from industry about how we can help from a regulatory licensing point of view to make life easier for people to keep trading at the moment or to keep a business going.
Other states, including Victoria and Western Australia, have also made the changes, and as in those states, Mr. Sulio says the temporary alcohol licensing changes will be for the indefinite length that people are isolated in their homes.
What we are planning to do is have this in place for as long as the Emergency Management Act in South Australia is in force, which is aligned with some concerns around, obviously, coronavirus and the impacts on businesses and people. So we'll keep this going for as long as it's deemed appropriate.
New South Wales has also done the same thing. The City of Sydney led the move after the government agreed to a proposal by independent MP Alex Greenwich, urging the need to keep the city's hospitality industry open. Tess Rovens, owner of the Greek-style cocktail bar The Rio in Sydney's Summerhill, welcomes the changes.
Without them, there'd be a lot of business going under, and I think it would hurt the economy a fair bit to lose hospitality as a whole. And being an owner of a small business, you don't really have a great deal of money to fall back on to take a six-month hiatus. So yes, I did certainly appreciate the fact that they were able to somewhat alter the licences to allow us to continue to trade.
But despite the adjustments to liquor laws, she says her business is already feeling a financial impact.
We're getting quite a few people ordering in, and it's certainly people are giving good feedback about it. I wouldn't say it's anywhere near the same sort of trade as what you get when your doors are open, but we're certainly making some sort of an income, which is better than nothing.
All home delivery services of alcohol across all states and territories which have made the changes still must comply with the federal government's responsible service of alcohol regulations. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.